Good morning. Aberture McCarthy. Joining me on the phone right now is one of the organizers of Dryden Fall Fest 2024, which, by the way, begins today, Lena Smith. Good morning, Lena.
Good morning, Richard.
Has it really been a year already since the last event, the month of October last year? You had a lot of things going on, and here we are again.
Yes, we are. We've been working all year, as this year is our big fifth annual. So we've been really leaning into that theme and making upgrades at each event, and we're trying to make it, once again, the biggest and best year yet.
Good stuff. Now, let's talk about those events. It all begins this evening.
This evening is the Spirit Walk down at the cemetery. Starts at 6 p.m., and we partner with the Dryden Genealogical Society and the Dryden District Museum. And this year's theme is highlighting those who immigrated to Canada and chose Dryden to make their home.
Well, that will be fascinating indeed. Talk about some of the other events that are going to happen during the month. Lots going on the Saturdays, but there are also some other events peppered out throughout the month.
This weekend is the big harvest heyday, starting at 11 a.m. down at the Laura Howe Marsh. Like every year now, we've closed down the street. This year, we have the largest amount of vendors we've had to date. We have 53. We've got 3 food vendors. Got 5 live performances, and we've brought in a mobile stage to really upgrade the live entertainment experience for everyone. We also have the Treats and Trees Walk, which is a huge pull for all the children. All the other fun stuff too, like the photo ops, the kids craft stations, the pumpkin growing contest. There's so much fun at that day.
Good stuff. Now that wraps up the first week of October. What do we look forward to after that?
The next day on October 6th, we have We Run This City joining forces with us. So their races will start at 9 a.m. the next morning after Hay Day. One of the exciting things about We Run This City is, along with their races, their half marathon, their 10K, their 5K costume run this year, we're also doing a kids-free fun run. It's a 1 kilometer course, and all the kids are going to have a chance to run in costume, and there's sponsored trophies, and everyone's going to get a nice swag bag. So we're really making it a fun time for the kids this year. And then the next weekend, we're doing 2 nights of free admission for the Sunset Drive-In. We're covering 50 entries for each Friday and Saturday night, so that'll be exciting.
And off to Saturday, October the 19th, there will be a lot of screaming going on that night.
The highly anticipated Laura Howe Haunt starts at 7 p.m. down at Government Dock. This year's theme is Children of the Marsh. We get consistent feedback that our younger actors were the scariest part of the trail. So we decided to really run with that, and that was the theme for our big fifth annual event. We also partner with the Amateur Radio Club and OPP assisting the event, and we this year we'll have Talk on the Street Eatery providing food for the lineup. This year we've decided to go back to the first come first serve model, so if you want to get through, make sure you get in line early. Again, this year we'll be running our yard decor tours, so everyone who spiffies up their yards and makes it look really festive and spooky, please submit your address by October 23rd to be entered in for the tour. The tour will start on Friday, October 25th, and run until the 31st.
It is a jam-packed month of events for Dryden Fall Fest, and that leads us next to the last big event on October the 26th. Lena?
Trunk or Treat, the big finale, right before the big, big day. Trunk or Treat this year, again at the center, will be running from 4 to 6 p.m. We've cut it an hour just listening to feedback from everyone. You can expect amazing trunks decorated to the nines. We're also doing another contest, so encourage some friendly competition with the decorations between all the trunks. And there's going to be family games, photo ops, and interactive components this year as well. And food by the Lions Club and Talk on the Street Eatery as well. And it'll be a great night out, because once you're done at Trunk or Treat, make sure to head to the Dryden and District Museum for their haunted house this year again.
All right, so we've heard all about things that are happening for the month of October, and yes, it is going to be a good month to celebrate the season, Dryden Fall Fest. My guest this morning, Lena Smith, one of the organizers. Lena, if folks listening want to keep up to date on what's happening with Dryden Fall Fest throughout the next few weeks, how do they do that?
All of our information can be found on our website at drydenfallfest.ca, or if you follow along on our social medias on Facebook or Instagram. Lastly, I did want to give a huge thank you to our sponsors. Their generous support for all of our events have allowed us to make a positive impact within our community. The committee really appreciates their partnering with us, and we're really excited to bring the big fifth annual event to the city.
It's the fifth annual Dryden Fall Fest 2024. It all begins tonight with the Spirit Walk and then all sorts of activities going on for the month. My guest this morning, one of the organizers, Lena Smith with Dryden Fall Fest 2024. Lena, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Richard.